Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lou Trek Show.
Show number 54 for Thursday, May 27, 2010.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
And now, what do you get when you combine a bartender, a liquidator, an arms merchant, an eliminator, an idiot, who actually is smarter than most people give him credit for, and a Starfleet cadet? What you get is a topic for the Lou Trek Show. So now, your host, Lou Costanzo.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lou Trek Show. I am your host, Lou. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to tonight's show. Our main website is www.loutrekshow.com. You can send us topic suggestions as well as questions and comments. Our email address is loutrekshow, and that is all one word at gmail.com. Keep your email somewhat brief and to the point, and we will work them in as part of a future show. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, what have you. Just go to loutrekshow.com/Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, what have you. You can send us voicemail on Skype by plugging in Lou Trek Show, and that's all one word, on Skype. And I know it's going to be hard for people to send spam comments on Skype because they just won't get through, but go ahead and send them anyway. That way it'll level off all the spam comments I get on the website. But that's all good. Anyway, tonight's topic is a very interesting one. I think it's going to be very funny tonight because I've wanted to do this for a while. So, without further ado, let's get our co-host. And now, a man who wasn't invited to the party of all those people I mentioned earlier, and who wants to declare the right of, something, I don't know, your co-host, Brian Dettimore.
Tickle us, do we not laugh? Trick us, do we not bleed? Wrong us, shall we not revenge?
Cry havoc, and let's slip the dogs of war.
Yeah, let's slip those dogs of war. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Kapla! You picked a good one for me tonight. Best one you could have pulled out.
Really? You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, anyone?
Amen on that one.
He wants to declare the right of something or another. I don't know. You know, Klingons and your rights of...
Right of vengeance.
There you go. I guess that'll
you
work.
You did not take me.
Yes, they did not take you on their spree. And so, what are we talking about here when I say that? Do you want to be the one to tell them?
Sure, why not? This is what happens when Ferengis decide to do something they were not destined to be.
No, they were not destined for this kind of work.
But I would be the last person in the world that I would ask. Only Packlids would screw it up worse than a bunch of Ferengis trying to rescue somebody.
Yeah, well, it worked in the
was
end.
Was it Jem'Hadar's?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, the Dominion kidnapped Quark's mother, and so the Negus, "Hey, Quark, my boy," said, "Go and save your mother for me." And you had 20 bars of gold-pressed latinum. I like that voice, don't you?
Yes.
There you go, my boy. So, I think that's what I should... You know something? You figure I'm short and I'm fat? Dang, I could probably make a good Grand Negus Zek, really. Hey,
well,
there, my
you know
boy.
What? I'll find your ears and your makeup for you, and we'll turn you into a Ferengi, because you got that bald head anyway,
yeah.
So the makeup's not going to be much of a factor concerning your hair.
Oh, yeah.
I'll find you some Ferengi ears. In fact, I think I know of one shop that still has the old Ferengi ears.
Oh, okay.
Costume. In 2 weeks, I'll be heading up that way. I'll see if they have it. If they do, I'll pick them up and I'll bring them to you, and you can dress up as a Ferengi.
That'll work for me.
Just
make sure you got somebody there to give me umox.
I can't do that for you. I mean, I can only provide so much miracle for you here, Lou.
What a guy. As you say so. Okay, well, what news do we have this week, Brian? What do you have going on?
I happened to be nice enough. I got invited to Starbase Indy, as you know, is a fan-based Star Trek convention in Indianapolis, Indiana, that's usually held over Black Friday or weekend right after Thanksgiving for us normal folks.
Oh, yeah.
They usually only have 5 or 6 members total on their committee. Well, last year they said, well, this is too much work for us, so we're going to create an outside committee group of people who we feel could help improve the convention. They opened it up to the public for certain people to come in and give their views and ideas. I happen to be blessed being one of those people that were invited.
Yeah, guys, come on, let's cheer for them. All right, yeah.
I want to confirm that we will definitely, we have been asked and we are scheduled and they will be advertising us at the convention this year.
Yes, okay.
Today with, I guess, the Santa Lutrak banner.
Yeah.
So I will have you send that to Kim or send it to me, and I'll forward it to the person who handles advertising to make sure it gets on the website. And we are, believe it or not, one of the features going on at the Starbase Indy this year.
Wow. Well, it sounds like we could be a feature every year.
Well, they're giving us at least an 8-foot wide area to play with, because I already discussed it with them. I told them our big plans of what we're planning on doing. They loved it. They're making sure we have the proper floor area for it, and we are all set to go. All we got to do is show up and have fun.
There you go.
Definitely scheduled for Starbase Indy next year, and we are also, for our first time this year, we are scheduled at TrackFest in Riverside, Iowa this year.
Yes.
We were invited to come up and sit in on the Q&A and make ourselves available for the weekend for that too as well, because they saw us last year at Starbase Indy and they liked what they saw and they said, come on back over, gentlemen. We want you at our convention.
Yes, they did.
We are slowly building ourselves a rep. Hopefully next year, I got another surprise that I'm going to work with Lou here, and I'm going to let you all know. We're going to try to invade the biggest, actually the largest, world convention for comic books and sci-fi, Comic-Con in Las Vegas. So I'm planning on trying to be there next year, and hopefully if Lou can get off for that, then he'll be there. If not, I will be there, and I will try to promote the Lutrak show with them.
Do you know when it is next year?
July. The end of July next year.
So you're talking 2011, right? Not this year.
Yeah, 2011.
I think that's possible.
And part of the reason why I'm able to do this is because finally the Klingon is working. I'm working for the federal government now. I finally got my job.
Oh, really?
Being a payroll clerk for the federal government. I'm going to be handling, well, I'm not for sure, but from what they told me, I was going to be handling VA payrolls.
Mm-hmm.
Either I don't know if I'm handling vets like me who get their checks every month, or I'm going to be handling VA employees. Mm-hmm. I don't know which group I'm going to be handling yet, but I'll be handling one or the other.
Okay.
So I'll know either tomorrow or Wednesday, whether I'll start June 7th or June 21st.
Okay.
With that said, I will be up. I will definitely be in Iowa, and I will be live in charge in full Klingon regalia, headpiece, weapons, the whole nine yards. I will be at the Lutrak show.
And wearing more than that tank top he's wearing right now.
Yeah, a whole lot more. A big old heavy black command cloak, man. I'm going to be chugging water like it's candy over that weekend.
Maybe I'll be
and
the
yes,
Ferengi,
I'll have my bloodline
boy.
Follow forward Gatorade to keep me hydrated.
Maybe I'll be the Ferengi. Anyway, I didn't
but
do it
hopefully
right.
I can get you that Ferengi headpiece, and you can be a Ferengi.
Yeah, but I have to have the whole thing, you know, the...
Well, the Magus, you'll have to go online and get that at eBay.
Oh, okay.
They do have that on eBay, and I'll ask Mark Williams to see if I can get a hold of those guys that make props. They might be able to make you a Magus staff, because I saw one with their displays.
That would be funny. And, of course, I'm going to have a couple bars of gold press latinum. Now, what do you think they did with those gold press latinum props? Burn them?
No, they sold them on eBay.
So I'll have to bring a few and pass them out, you know? and then take them back, because that's not what a Ferengi does.
Yeah, they charge you. Or make latinum strips.
Yes. You hand out the latinum strips, and for them to come and talk to us, they have to put some gold press latinum into the thing.
Well, you know, we can always do this. We can always put a little dish in and say, hey, make sure you put some change in the bucket and then turn it over to them for a charity.
Well, that's true. I guess we could do that. But that's good. Hey, we're becoming a mainstay at Starbase Indy. So,
Go ahead, Lou. Sorry.
Hey, Trek Fest guys. I mean, you want us to be a stable there too. That's what you got to do. You got to let us stay.
Let's keep telling us to come back. Now, I'm going to try to make Dover, and there's one more here in Ohio. Marcon, I think, is the one that's this weekend.
So you think we'd have a chance of getting in Comic-Con?
I don't think we'll get in Comic-Con directly, but what I'm going to do is bring the flyers out, bring the cards out, bring my laptop out, and I'm going to have someone keep an eye on the laptop. I'm going to put on my mic and my headphone, and I'm going to go walking around and say, hey, I'm Brian Denmore of the Lou Trek Show, or it's Yolhad.
Yolhad.
Karad Mascara.
Maybe you'll bump into Leo.
And would you like to talk? Would you like to say something to the Lou Trek Show fans, and then try to get some visibility, and maybe they might actually do say, "Hey, we like what you guys are doing and everything." They'll check us out, and maybe even get us in. Maybe one year and say, Lou and Brian, would you guys like to come to the Lou Trek Show? I mean, like sure. The Lou Trek Show come to Comic-Con? Never know. I mean, this is for – you got to keep in mind, me and Lou's been doing this for a year, folks, okay? And to us, this is a big thing to get two conventions in less than a year. Uh-huh. And TrackFest is a big convention, mind you, where Starbase Indy is more like a smaller convention. TrackFest is estimated to bring in what? They're to estimate 15, 16,000 people coming in for that weekend.
Yep.
That's a big convention. That's one of the biggest conventions in the continental United States, folks. I mean, come on. I mean, this is – and to be invited because they like what we do and what we represent is a big thing to me and Lou, okay? Oh, yeah. We're just two average guys who like Star Trek and like to talk about it. This is a big thing to have them look at us and say, we like you guys. We want you to come and to the show.
Got it.
Let's move on here.
Yeah, let's move on. Okay, well then, and to do this, folks, you're going to want to use your DVD that you purchased of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Season 6, Disc 3, Episode 2. And what this one is called is The Magnificent Ferengi. Yeah, how's that for our cute little name?
Yeah, of course, you know where they got that from.
The Magnificent Seven?
Seven.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, should have called them the Seven Stooges.
Yes. Yes. It's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. So, yeah, folks, you're going to hear us do a lot of laughing during this one, hopefully.
You could not have picked a better group of comics to do such bad slapstick as them.
Yep. So, and of course, you'll hear our commentary about it as we go along, like when Cork and Rom end up in Commander Sisko's office. You're going to hear my thoughts on that moment there, too, because I thought, no, bull, they're not going to end up in there. It's too easy to end up there, in other words. But anyway, we'll discuss that in a minute. So, y'all got your disc ready? If not, pause it. Okay, now that you've paused it and got your disc ready, here we go. Go ahead and start. Engage. Okay. And as we start out, we're at Quark's someday.
Hey, I always wonder a question. Pause that for a second.
I can't because then it would.
Remember where that just started and the ship's going around in circle? I wonder if that's the Gorkon in the background.
We'll go back and check it. Remember that. But I wish Morn would have talked in this, you know. As much as they talked about how Morn couldn't keep his mouth shut, we never once heard him talk.
Does that mean the drought on Balancar is over?
There never was a drought on Balancar. It was all employed by their agricultural consortium. They've been stockpiling squill in order to drive the price.
Syrup of squill on her croquet. So,
you see.
I guess that's like pancakes and syrup.
I guess. I've never had the stuff.
Secretary to the consortium's chief accountant.
Me either. I don't think anyone has, though.
Stepsister. Yeah, that's right. And he told me in passing.
I can hear you breathing, Brian. Bring the mic down.
He bought himself a very nice pair of Ferengi rain slippers.
And if there was a drought, he wouldn't need rain slippers.
Uh-huh. My thoughts exactly. So, I set up a meeting with this accountant, and I told him that he either provide me with a shipment of syrup, or I would expose their deception to the entire quadrant.
Wow, what a guy. You ever notice how the Bajorans clap?
Tomorrow morning, we are having a special on grove cakes topped with syrup of squill.
And it's red, too. So what do you think the grove cakes are like?
Bad.
Bad, I'll bet.
Get these crates into the storeroom. So. This stuff is worth its weight in latinum.
That's right.
Which reminds me of another little economic episode of mine. It happened, say, 11 or 12 years ago, shortly before I came on the station.
Dax, Julian, you're back. I was so worried. I told you we'd be okay.
There goes his limelight. It's gone.
We weren't supposed to talk about it. But it's okay now. The mission's over. We've been debriefed. We took the Defiant behind enemy lines.
They were
with
debriefed.
The first reconnaissance
get
mission
it?
Into Cardassian space since the Dominion's retreat. We're the first one to make it back, anyway.
If that isn't reason to celebrate, I don't know what is.
Three synthales.
Coming right up.
Something wrong, Quark?
Yes, something's wrong. Bunch of self-satisfied Starfleet officers. Just stole my audience.
They're not just Starfleet officers.
Poor
they're
guy.
Heroes. Let's face it, Quark, there's nothing heroic about earning profit.
There is on Ferenginar.
We're not on Ferenginar.
Got you there.
Hey, calling me now. You must have found out about the squill. I have to send him a jar. No. Better make it a dozen. He loves squill.
Who doesn't love squill, I guess? I don't know. Did you see the Gorkon that time?
Oh, no. There you are. You can't tell what those ships are.
Okay.
Well, you
here, this is funny. This is funny.
Now you go hide, and I'll search for you.
I like Rom.
My mother's been taken prisoner by the Dominion.
Mookie?
A prisoner?
It gets worse. The Negus wants me to rescue her.
You? Rescue Ruby.
It gets worse. That would be worse, all right.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to call my mother Mookie, but... No, obviously she wouldn't have a clue what I'm talking about, so.
Talk about sending the wrong stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like sending the Three Stooges in to defuse a bomb.
Yeah. And of course, there's the Enterprise still on the upper pylon.
No, that's a Nebula class.
Is it? That's not Galaxy?
No, that's Nebula.
Okay. What class is that?
That's a Bajoran freighter.
And what do we got here?
A shuttle.
And there. Come on, keep it going. Almost looks Cardassian.
Oh, that's a general freighter, just any race.
Aha. Okay. Let's see. No, who is it working on the pylons?
Just drawing workers on the pylon. That's the Defiant leaving the starbase.
Yeah. Flying within inches of a pylon. That doesn't sound very good.
Oh, what do you expect? Worf was the pilot.
Oh, he wasn't? He was a...
Oh, he's the gunner. It was Jadzia who was the pilot.
Yeah.
Then it was Rom that ended up piloting after that, after she died.
Mm. You think Rom was better as an engineer or Quark's lackey?
So, how do you plan on rescuing Mugu?
You mean, how do we plan on rescuing Mugi?
I don't recall you saying that Negus wants me to go along.
Maybe he doesn't, but I do. Besides,
see now here's what I'm saying. Now they're walking through the Jeffries or whatever they call them there for the Cardassians. They're walking through the tubes or crawling through the tubes, which it just seems unlikely that they could ever show up at the commander's office.
50 bars.
You know?
Well, it depends on which set of Jeffrey's tubes they're crawling through.
Yeah. Yeah.
An even split?
Absolutely! 30 bars for me and 20 for you.
That's not even.
It is when you include my finder's fee.
Right.
He should be used to that by now.
How did the Dominion get a hold of Moody?
Plus, how does Quark know how to even, you know, get around that station like that?
Quark's got so many secrets in that damn place. I'm surprised Odo's even got a job, because if you watch in past episodes, he's got ways of circumventing the security systems right there in his bar.
That the Negus could be so generous.
He certainly is.
But why is he being so good to Mugi?
Brother, there's something I need to tell you.
You mean that 10 bars of platinum is an overly generous finder's fee? I already know that.
It's about the Negus and Mugi.
What about them?
They're lovers.
Oh, no.
No.
They've been going on for over a year.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
She's advisor. He's been told. He's been told. No.
No. No.
Just stop saying that.
At this point, I would have said no. Uh-huh. See? There we go.
May I help you, gentlemen?
I was following you.
I suppose they did that as a funny, you know?
Must have taken a wrong turn.
It looks that way.
And now, of course, that hatch that just popped off, it had to have been made of styrofoam. The way it bounced.
We can't rescue Luke from a Dominion internment center. Not alone, anyway.
And the person walking in the hallway at the time that popped open,
together a commando team.
They just kind of looked and then went on with their business. No one cares.
They know it's Quark. I mean, they all know he's crazy.
Yeah, just a little.
Huh? Humans?
We'll just use Ferengi.
They'll all die!
They will all die!
Ferengi
can
resist us, Klingons?
They can?
Of course they can. They just need the opportunity, the training,
I'm just thinking of all the idiots he's got to pull in to do this stunt is enough to drive any man insane.
Oh, yeah.
But the Negus offered 50.
As far as anyone else is concerned, is it 20?
It's to 20, yeah.
It is then.
Okay.
Look at them.
Yeah.
Now the only question is, who's our first recruit?
Not me. But Nog. Mugi needs you.
Not to mention your neighbors.
They need you. We need you. Say you'll join us. Please.
I'm a Starfleet officer.
That's the only thing I don't like about Rom is all... He sounds so weird.
But you know how to fire a phaser.
Forget it, Rom. Don't bet. Too bad, though.
He knows how to fire a phaser.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't know how to fire a phaser?
Apparently them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. They do. They get on the hollow suite and do a simulation. That was funny. You know, I'm not going to say why yet, just in case.
That's why we need.
It's possible somebody may not have seen this episode just yet. So.
How big is the team?
I doubt it, though. But you know.
Just us.
Yeah, really. I'm sure out of 20 listeners we got, two of them have seen it. Nah, I'm just kidding. They all have.
Oh, here they go recruiting.
Yes. So who do they get?
Lekka's not your typical Ferengi.
Lekka?
His priorities are different than ours.
I understand, but...
No, you don't.
No, you don't, but you will. I hope this is...
There he is, sharpening his knife.
I followed your instructions to the letter.
Gosh. Very good. Who do you want eliminated?
It's not that kind of job.
Then why call an eliminator?
What's an eliminator?
Oh, that's a good call. Good question.
I'm putting
it's an eliminator.
I'd like you to be part of my team.
I work alone.
You'll be paid in Latin.
And he's still sharpening his knife.
You're right. His priorities are different.
He doesn't care about Latin.
All right. Forget the Latin. I've been told you'd like the opportunity to test your abilities.
I enjoy challenge.
Then you should know this, that the person we're going to rescue is being held by the Dominion.
Dominion?
Should be quite a challenge.
Oh, God!
That will be quite a challenge. Yeah. All right. Do you hear it pretty good?
How the mighty...
Yeah.
All right. How the mighty have fallen.
Quark. I heard you were arrested on Delos 6 for vagrancy.
And he's the one that owned the moon.
I was a thriving weapons merchant. Until I went into business with you.
Yeah.
You ruined look how me. Pathetic he looks.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we get out of here, cousin? I'll make you pay for what you did to me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, poor baby.
Oh, yeah? Prove it.
Lower the force field. Now, what exactly is it you were going to do to me? I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand? You're fine. It was pretty obvious what he was saying before.
What do I have to do in return? Earn some latinum.
Give Lekka for ringing his latinum and they're a happy camper.
Yeah.
On the bar, you will find a pad with a schematic of a Dominion internment center.
One guy's asleep.
You may now examine the schematic.
Good night.
Fatal 5.
Yeah. Upside down. He just wants to hit him so bad.
How can we be sure these schematics are...
That's a great look, you know that?
Sir. Oh, no need to stand on formality here.
Oh, God. We got a half-decent engineer, a Starfleet moron.
Yeah.
We got a bartender that hasn't fired a phaser in eons. We got an imbecile, and we got an assassin. What a combo. Oh, sounds yeah. like something I would put together in a moment's notice.
Quit. You can't quit. This is not a game.
Well, I mean, just the fact that they let Nog go on this adventure. Anyway. I don't believe that.
Do we have...
Why would Starfleet let a cadet... go on this mission in a Starfleet uniform.
I said, we'll get one. We'll find one.
Where?
I don't know.
Who knows with Starfleet? I mean, look how many times they've went rogue on certain things.
Now
oh, hiccups number soup six.
That's X, Liquidator Brunt.
FCA.
Brother, I'm no longer with the Ferengi Commerce Authority.
Oh, this guy is awesome, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
Jeffrey Coombs. Oh, gosh.
Shy.
I love it when he plays Wayun.
Failure and a psychopath. Quite a little team you put together.
Everyone front.
I'm here to sign
at least he's
up.
Honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you rescue your mother.
What?
How do you know about Boogie?
I know a lot of things.
You think if you help save my mother, the niggas will give you your old job back.
When do we leave?
We're not leaving. Not with you.
That's one thing we can all agree on.
Yeah.
Nobody he's got the ship.
That's right.
Ex-liquidators.
Yep. No.
The team
you're out.
Spoke?
Goodbye.
Besides, there's a 20-bar reward to consider.
Better to split it five ways than six.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll just get in my ship and leave.
Whoa.
Did you say
ship?
That's right.
Why? Don't you just love the persuasiveness of an eliminator?
The eliminator? Yeah.
Now we are six.
I'd say five. The eliminator doesn't even want any Latinum for it. He just wants to do it.
Yeah, it's a challenge for him. I mean,
so here we go.
How often do you get to go and kill Dominion and say, I did it?
Now, you think when you're looking at this, you see three Jim Hadar followed by their mother.
Yes, sir.
There we go. However, Quark gets shot in the leg. One guy runs away. Rom can't shoot hit the wall in front of him. Another guy gets shot in the back. And there's Gala. Or no, that was, there's the Eliminator. Instead, he shoots Moogie. This is funny here. Listen to this.
I think we're getting better.
No, you're not. This is the eighth run-through, and you haven't been able to hit a single Jem'Hadar. And you shot Moogie!
I saw we weren't going to rescue her, so I put her out of her misery.
I could agree with that. You know, if it's not going to work, just put her out of her misery.
Like what?
Like ambushing a couple of Boleans.
You couldn't ambush a Bolian if he was blindfolded and tied to a tree. That's enough! Get out.
The comic routine is so good.
Oh, yeah. This is absolutely hilarious.
He's right. They couldn't ambush a Bolian if he was blindfolded and tied down. They still screw it up.
Yeah.
I guess we're not cut out to be heroes after all.
And to think, just a few short days ago, I was sitting on top of the world. The King of Squill.
The King of Squill.
Yeah,
very delicate negotiation. Could have gone either way. But I took my time, picked my moment, and then went in for the kill. It was beautiful to behold.
Take combat the same way.
I think we've been going about this the wrong way. We're not commandos. We're negotiators. We make deals. That's what we're good at. The Dominion has something we want, so we need to find something they want.
And then we make a trade.
Yeah.
Then everyone goes home happy.
Happy and alive. Yeah. Now, what do we have to trade?
Nothing. But they'll find something.
Captain.
I don't get it. Listen to this one.
But don't thank me.
Listen to what she says.
She's the one that convinced
listen to what
me
she
to
says.
Talk to Starfleet on your behalf.
Consider it payback, Quark, for rescuing me from the Dominion.
After all the bad things he's done, and the number of times that she said, you're out of here no matter what happens, he does one good thing, and all of a sudden, the Bajorans are giving up their one piece of leverage.
It's time for me to pick up my prisoner.
Just be careful you don't turn your back on him, Quark. He's not to be trusted.
But he is to be funny, isn't he?
This guy's a running gag.
Oh, he's hilarious. Hilarious.
And they let him go.
Yes.
That's.
And now here's this little Ferengi ship that kind of looks like a beetle.
Yeah.
Sorry. This isn't a ship. It's a closet. You don't like it here? Leave.
I'll go. That way there'll be more room for the rest of you. Besides, this isn't a rescue mission anymore. It's a simple prisoner exchange. I don't know why Quark needs any of us.
Because he doesn't trust the Dominion.
And neither do I.
Why would the Dominion pick a deserted Cardassian space station to make the trade?
They didn't pick it. Quark did.
Uh-huh.
I've been there. The same design as Deep Space Nine, so we know the layout.
Yeah.
Wow, you have nothing to worry about.
Well, at least there's a smart. There's at least one brain out of six in this group.
Yeah, somewhere. And there's our Vorta.
This is Kivon.
Kivon.
I'll trade him for Ishka.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Rob. This is Nod.
Hey, I'm Rob. This is Nod.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Here we go.
I advise you all to send final messages to your loved ones and make sure your wills are in order.
Why?
Why?
Because the moment we leave this station, you'll have signed your death warrants.
He's forthright, isn't he?
If you don't mind, I'm going to take a nap.
Take a nap.
Go lay down and take a nap.
Yeah, really. Get yourself some Ketracel White.
No, that's the Jem Hadar.
Oh, I know, but he has the Ketracel White. He's the one that gives it to the Jem Hadar.
Yeah.
So here's Impak Nor. I can understand why nobody decided to make a claim on this space station. It is sitting there empty, except for the ghosts. And nobody made a claim on it. I would have.
Well, they actually, I think they go back one other time because they need an engine core from it. Because the one on DS9 was going out.
Well, that was their first trip. That's when Nog said he's been there before. He went there with Garrick, who almost killed him.
All clear!
All clear! If it wasn't, they know they're there
tricorder
now.
Tricorder indicates no other life forms on the station.
Sir.
I love their weapons, though.
Oh, yeah. Little tiny phasers. All except for Nog, who's carrying the big Starfleet issued one.
Right. No, that's not Starfleet issue.
It ain't?
Base camp.
Nope. Oh. It's standard mercenary issue.
It's right over there.
Okay.
Come on, let's move it! On the double!
On the double.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Two slips of latinum for the first man who makes it to the infirmary.
Oh, there we go. That'll get him going.
For Ricky versus
Ferengi. I mean, base camp.
Bring latinum with you.
Yeah.
You do if they're Ferengi.
Yeah. They'll do what you want them to do if they're Ferengi.
Great! Another closet!
We've chosen this spot for a reason. For one thing, it's a confined area with only two ways, in or out. This one and that one over there. Secondly, it's near the airlock, which gives us access to our ship. And third, it's on the promenade where the prisoner exchange will take place. Don't touch that!
Some of this medical equipment is still functioning.
Anything for an upset stomach. What you need is a new backbone.
Hey, I'm a weapons dealer, not a soldier.
Sir, may I suggest we set up our defense perimeter?
You were a good weapons idea. Dealer.
How much is this going to cost me? Don't worry, no charge. Starfleet has really corrupted you, hasn't it? You could start by getting the external sensors back online. I want to know the minute a Dominion ship gets within 10 million kilometers of this station.
I'll set up a transport jamming signal. That way, the Dominion won't be able to beam our prisoner away without our say-so.
We certainly wouldn't want that to happen, would we?
You don't seem to be too happy at the prospect of rejoining your people.
Believe me when I tell you I have nothing to be happy about.
Yeah,
Borta is supposed
why
to commit suicide when they're captured.
I wonder why he didn't
I
do that.
I failed to follow that rather harsh policy.
They're going to execute you?
Yeah.
After what is surely going to be a most unpleasant debriefing.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Oh, poor baby.
I'd like to know why he didn't kill himself.
All you want is a quick death.
Yeah.
Take him in the next room and see that he stays there. We'll post a guard on him at all times. 4-hour shifts.
You uh-huh. Move. And the first time they do, guess what happens? Well, we'll see.
He dies.
No. He tries to get away.
All right,
we'll see.
You have your orders. Let's get to work.
My son, the soldier.
My son.
You've ruined him.
Oh, God. The thought of these guys screwing up is just so funny.
Yep. Uh-oh, what's that noise?
Who's screaming? It's
Gaia. And he's got his knife there. The guy's ready to kill.
The border! Where is he?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
You were guarding him.
He must have slipped away while I was sleeping.
Sleeping? Who said you could sleep?
I couldn't help it. I was tired. I couldn't get any rest on the ship. Shit. If Kevin gets away, we're finished.
Here we go. Now they're off to catch the Vorta. Quark's got a good lead on them all.
Run, Quark, run!
Yeah, really. Over the barrel. Whereas a couple of them actually trip over the barrel. He almost was running like Captain Kirk. Do you notice that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hit the barrel, hit the barrel. Oh, fell over the barrel. Oh, there we go. He went the wrong way.
God, I'm Bugs Bunny.
Listen to this part.
Apparently not. I couldn't get the impulse engines online.
That's because I had Rom disengage the induction matrix.
Then why did you bother chasing me?
Because sometimes my brother gets things wrong.
Approaching.
To the infirmary!
The comic routine.
Oh yeah, this is why it's hilarious.
Reminds me of the Keystone Cops.
Yes. Yes, it does. All of them. And the Vorta can't believe he's going through this. He probably is thinking about this time, I should have killed myself.
Yeah.
Hello.
Shock grenade, and they're all stunned because they're all idiots.
Now what?
Yeah.
Someone turn the alarm off. Maybe it went off by itself.
You know, what's interesting about that alarm is I've got that on my phone for my text messages.
Someone's out there. One of us should go check to make sure.
Uh-huh.
I nominate Quark. Me. I'll go.
Oh, what a brave kid.
What a stupid Starfleet officer.
That's right. That's what I meant. Let's see. I'll just...
Open the door
open
and there's
the
Jim'Adar.
Little, peek my head out, and I see...
Fire line. Take aim.
That's a lot of Jem'Hadar. It must have taken hours to do all that makeup.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Anybody there?
You could say that.
You could say that.
You could say that. What do you think, Quark?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw one or two people. I'm not sure about the rest.
I don't hear anything. Quiet.
Nobody thought that...
There are Jem'Hadar out there. Of course they're out there. We asked them to come. He's right.
He's right.
Everything's going according to plan.
Yeah.
All you have to do, Quark, is negotiate the prisoner exchange. Remember, be firm, strong. But don't get them angry.
Good luck, brother.
Yeah.
Say hi to Boogie for me.
What if it's a trap? Of course it's a trap. They're not here to negotiate. They're here to kill us all. You think?
Don't listen to him. He's just trying to save his own neck.
I'm trying to save all our necks.
Ferengi, show yourself.
Show yourself.
We're here to trade.
Don't go out.
That sounds like a Jem'Hadar.
Let's get back to the ship.
Or
yeah.
A Vorta John Vorta. Wayne. No, it sounds like a Vorta John Wayne.
Ferengi. Well, you better come out, Ferengi.
Yeah, burning daylight, Pilgrim.
Yep.
I'm coming.
I'm out of Ketracel White. Get out here, or they'll drive each other crazy.
I was afraid he was going to say that.
Right. I did.
There goes the family. It's their mother.
Yeah.
Grandmother, pardon me.
And what, well, Knox, Grandma, but what she says here, I don't understand why she says this.
You know what this reminds me of?
Huh.
The one with John Wayne and... Donald Sutherland, something's Heroes.
Oh, I don't know.
they're sitting there and they're walking in. They're trying to convince this Panzer tank guy to let them in and get the gold.
Been this firm in over a century.
She got a low job done.
All this worthwhile.
Don't you start with
yeah,
me?
Yes, she did.
What a touching and heartfelt reunion. I'm glad I was here to witness it. Now, where's Kibon? I wish to conclude this transaction.
All in good time. But first, I need some assurances.
What kind of assurances?
Well, for one thing, I don't want any Jem'Hadar soldiers on this station.
That would leave me in a very vulnerable position. One Vorta against six Ferengi.
It makes you feel better. These two can stay.
I feel safer already.
Oh, yeah, and the Ferengi are still outnumbered.
Hold on, I'm not done yet. Then...
Two Jem'Hadar against six Ferengi, I'd say the odds
that's
are...
a fair fight.
Yeah, yeah. Warp well, maybe nine. Not. No, it's a little fair. I mean, too many Jem'Hadar.
For a few days.
I see, and by the time they return, you'll be long gone.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
On the other hand, I could have my Jem'Hadar storm the infirmary and kill you all.
I like our plan better.
You attack the infirmary, and Kibon will be the first to die.
Kibon's fate has already been sealed.
Maybe. But before he dies, I'll bet you'll want to know what Dominion secrets he's revealed to the Federation.
I wonder if they've gotten any secrets out of him.
Yelbrin?
Yelbrin? You see, now this is why Ferengi women should not be allowed to travel off the home world.
Your people have
she
a
went to get her lobes done, and this is what happened.
I see that it's well earned.
Think I'll get hate mail for that one?
Perhaps one day the Ferengi will take their place as valued members of the Dominion.
I don't think so. No.
I will begin to evacuate the Jem'Hadar at once.
We can exchange the prisoners in, let's say, half an hour.
We'll be waiting.
One more thing.
Why am I not
How do we know that's really Moogie and not a changeling?
I think that uniform is too tight on you, Nog. It's cutting off circulation to your brain.
Sounds like Moogie.
Yeah.
One way to find out.
Uh-oh. Wait. This should be interesting.
Ow!
Yeah.
Oh, man, that hurts.
I knew it was Moogie.
Now let's see if you're a changeling.
That's no way to tell if he's a changeling.
You're right. Give me that knife.
I don't think so.
Family. God, what a bad comic routine.
Not really. I was cloned.
No parents? That explains a lot.
No parents, no sweetheart, no investment portfolio.
And no patience.
That's right.
No back here in 1.5 hours.
And no patience. That's one thing about the Vorta. They are rather funny.
Yeah. No patience.
And no patience.
You should have seen my brother. He was brilliant.
In a half hour, we'll have Moogie back and we can all go home.
Home to the torrential rains of Ferenginar.
See what I miss most? The rotting vegetation.
I finally figured out what these guys are.
Oh, to stand once
what?
More.
They're rats. Because only rats would love a swampy area.
Yeah, no kidding.
And have teeth that bad.
I can't believe it.
There we go.
Actually going to get the reward money. 50 bars of gold pressed latinum.
50 bars?
Uh-oh.
You said the reward was 20.
That's what Ron said, 20. He said 50.
I thought you said you didn't care about latinum.
I don't. I just don't like to be cheated. Everyone calm down.
My dear cousin is trying to cheat me?
I'm not trying to cheat anyone.
Then what about the other 30 bars?
There are no other 30 bars. Are there?
Not really.
Not really. You're not getting it.
No, here we go. This is where we go. Here we go.
And for what? You've had this coming for a long time, cousin.
Whoops. They shot the hostage.
I hate Ferengi.
Ferengis.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Now what do we do? This is not good.
Let's attack them and kill the Jemadar and just take the prisoner.
You idiot.
Yeah, they should be able to attack two Jem'Hadar and one Vorta and get it over with.
Well, they couldn't handle three in a holodeck, so...
Oh, that's true. That's true. Let's see what the official word
what
on this...
What are we going to do? We can't have a prisoner exchange without a prisoner.
Do you think
he's
dead or
not?
If they find out Kivon's dead, they're going to kill us.
You stop saying that. Maybe. If we surrender, they won't hurt us.
I have a better idea. Let's sneak back to my ship and try to escape.
It's a big station, easy to get lost in. If we hide, maybe they won't find us.
No one's hiding and no one's escaping and no one's surrendering.
What's wrong with you people? Have you forgotten the Battle of Prexnak?
Who could forget the most important battle in Ferengi history?
10 Ferengi stood alone against 273 Litations. As I recall,
What's a litation?
All 10 Ferengi were slaughtered.
Oh,
the point is, we Ferengi are just as tough as anyone in the galaxy. And this is our chance to prove it. Once and for all.
What do you think their chances are?
Quark's right.
Let's do it for the Grand Nagus.
A little under
Let's
none.
Do it for Ferengis everywhere.
Ferengis?
Let's do it. For equal shares of 50 bars of gold press latinum.
It always comes down to profit with you people, doesn't it?
We're Ferengi. And that's why I love you. 50 bars it is, minus my usual fighter's fee.
Wonder what that is.
Well,
10.
There's no doubt about it. According to these readings, this man is dead.
Thank you, Dr. Nog. Just wanted to make sure. I thought maybe we could revive him. But I guess not.
Ah! Ow.
He's alive! No, he isn't. It's just the neural stimulator. It caused a reflexive impulse in his cerebellum.
I never knew you studied medicine at the academy.
I didn't. But if you think about it, medicine isn't that different from engineering. It's all about keeping things running, fixing broken parts.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Find me more neural stimulators!
Bring out your prisoner.
Install them, Uncle.
I'll try.
I've done as you asked. The Jem'Hadar are on their way back to Dominion territory. We are alone on the station.
Wonderful.
Now bring out Kivon, and we can conclude our business.
Kivon, right. Absolutely.
I'm waiting.
So where is he, Quark? Yeah. Come on.
But first...
We're going to put a bow on him first.
My brother has to run some sensor scans to make sure that Jem'Hadar have really left.
That is unnecessary. The Jem'Hadar are gone. Now bring me Kivon.
I will in a few minutes.
Yeah. No, not in a few minutes. Now!
Well, he's impatient,
maybe
isn't he?
You've changed your mind and you don't want your mother back.
Kill her.
No!
Oh, yeah.
Give them what they want, Quark.
I intend to.
Excellent.
As soon as my brother completes his sensor scans.
Okay, come on.
He thought the brain were annoying. No.
Very well. 5 minutes.
I'm trying to figure out why he... Why does he look familiar to me?
More delays.
Neither will I.
That goes for me, too.
Yeah, me too. Me three.
We're all in agreement.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all in agreement. Oh, God.
One more thing.
One more thing.
Why am I not surprised?
Surprised.
The prisoner exchange. I'd like for it to take place outside Airlock 3.
What's wrong with the promenade?
Nothing. You know what I don't get?
Except my ship is docked.
What was the point of even... abducting the Ferengi mother. I don't get it. It's not like they have any need for latinum to, you know, get the Grand Nagus
to capitulate.
Capitulate to what? I mean, they don't have a need for latinum.
Nog, you have 5 minutes.
Ferengi, Ferengi's got a lot of control, a lot of power. Think about it. The traitors of the Alpha and Beta Quadrant.
Look at him. He's a,
Reminds me of the Star Trek episode with Spock when they took his brain.
Yes.
It's used in certain medicines, diffractive optics, and even some beauty supplies. Here.
What is brain?
Cream of Hippocat. I apply it twice a day. You see, a diversified financial portfolio can mean greater profits and healthier looking skin.
Listen to that female.
I'd love to hear more.
Boy.
If your son doesn't show up soon, I'm afraid I'm going to have to kill you.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, man. Ready?
I've been ready for hours.
On a count of three, we release our prisoners. Great.
Yeah, is that cocked?
One.
You can tell he's dead.
Two. Three.
Yeah, see the hole in his chest?
No. Let me see. I need to look again because I didn't even think about that. No,
they fixed it.
They covered it up. Okay. The jerky walk. Well, of course he's dead, you know. Had him walk past him and said, "Are you okay? What
have they done to him?"
Straighten him.
They killed him.
Straighten him.
Straighten him up. I'm trying. He's falling. Uh-oh. I can't do nothing about it.
He's about to fall on me.
Stop them!
Well, that was good. That was a surprise attack.
Whoa, look at this.
And he keeps on walking into the wall.
Would you please turn him off?
I can't. The transceiver is jammed.
Oh, Quark. This is
going to be so hot. He's going to spend the rest of eternity walking into that wall. That's good.
Mookie!
Hey, here we go. Listen to this.
This one.
We'll take him with us. He'll be our gift to Starfleet. They give us a board and we'll give them one.
Ferengi.
I know. Hate us.
All right, you! Get moving!
You hate us.
Well, Mookie always gets to talk with him about her portfolio on the way back.
Yeah, that's true.
If you ever do something like this again, count me in.
His head looks bigger.
He'd love this.
I didn't think about doing something like this again. Shoot me.
So better. If we ever do this again, shoot me.
Hero.
How does it feel to be a hero?
You tell me.
Good. It feels good. You bet it does.
But let's see. Quark will take his normal 10.
Yeah.
And let him just keep walking into the wall.
Yes. That is hilarious.
For eternity, I will be walking into the wall until my body decomposes.
Yeah, really.
The neurostimulators go offline, whichever comes first.
That's true. Or somebody comes by and says, "Hey, look at this. This guy keeps walking into the wall." Man, okay.
Oh, God, that was bad.
Uh-huh.
Those guys must have spent months trying to figure out how to write this one.
Oh, this was funny, though, really. All
hey,
right.
Let's trade one dead. Let's trade. We'll get a fresh one that knows new secrets for the old one that didn't know shit.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll see what the new prisoner has to say, huh?
Yes, unfortunately, we don't follow Klingon traditions and interrogate with the antagonizer like Starfleet don't believe in that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a shame, you know. But, oh, well.
miss the old days.
Well, yeah, no kidding. All right. Well, I think that was certainly a joy to do.
Well, Lou, I got something else that I'm going to announce to you.
What's that?
At TrackFest, the USS Gorkon is celebrating their one-year anniversary in Starfleet Command.
Okay.
At TrackFest.
Yeah.
So I just let you know, we're going to try to do something up there as a ship, since most of the ship is coming with us.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
We'll have anywhere between 4 to 5 members of our crew there.
Oh, so I'm going to have security posted at our table?
Actually, you might have security posted at your table.
Good. Good, because I got stuff to give away. Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely we might have some security.
Sounds good to me. All right.
How much security you want? I got Klingon and Romulan.
Well, Klingon will kill me. Romulan will kill each other. I don't know. Who do you trust in that situation?
Romulan, because I know what the Klingon will do.
Well, do any...
I know. See, my the running gag with my security officer, and it's funny, is my security officer will not let nobody backstab me because he's the only one that wants the privilege of doing that.
Oh, really?
So the only person I have to watch out for all the time is my security officer.
That's funny. Okay.
And he's a Romulan.
Yeah.
You can't get any more devious than him.
I suppose not. Do any of them have any prior military experience, though?
None of my crew have any military experience but me. They're all real. Corey's going in the military next year, but...
Really? Which branch?
Army.
Oh, okay. He didn't follow your footsteps?
No, I couldn't get him to join the Navy, unfortunately.
Huh.
He had a little problem with being a seaman.
Hey, that's good enough to my system.
We had to get... Sorry, folks. Wait, we had to get in all the Navy jokes since we were busy messing around.
Wait a minute. You saying he has a low sperm count? What's that have to do with the Navy? Oh.
Anyway. By the way, the Village People, I was actually going to be in Anderson this month.
Oh, really?
I mean, in June.
Yeah?
June 22nd. They're going to be at Anderson's casino.
Interesting. Actually, you know, I've got some other in the Navy things that I told you about one time, and I put them together, but they were too loud. Listen to this. See, it's distorted because it was too loud
disco.
When I recorded it. Yeah.
Disco version of the Navy, in the Navy.
Pretty much. It's a in the Navy, YMCA, Go West, and Macho Man medley. So, it's actually kind of a neat one. I actually like that version. But anyway, I'll redo that, and we'll use that as part of our you-know-what jokes.
Okay.
So.
Our Navy jokes.
Ah.
Had to get the rest of the song out. Shoot.
Yeah, right. Well, hey, everybody. I want to thank you all for coming and joining us tonight. And we want topic suggestions. I wish y'all would get us some, because we just have to think of these all on our own.
I mean, we're good guys, but we're not that good. We've been doing this for, what, 55 weeks now?
Yeah, 55. 54 today is the
54. 54 weeks. I mean, we're running out of ideas here. I mean, we're only human here. Well, wait a minute. He's Ferengi and I'm Klingon. We don't always have the same brain scan here. We need to find us a regular Terran.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, that'll work. All right. Well, you have
of course, we could
else?
Always bring on the crazy Vulcan too. I mean,
yes, we could, couldn't we? Yes, we could.
Or, and then we got our big Klingon out in England we can always bring back.
Which, by the way, I haven't heard anything from, so he didn't pick up our last Easter egg, so we'll put another one down for him. General Karad, if you're listening, send us an email. Let us know. All right. So.
Well, I'll goad him since I'm his Zentai.
Okay.
I'll goad him because he hates being goaded by the Hard Master.
Well then, I'll accept your life into my hands, Brian.
Well, I'm glad you feel awfully brave.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make you feel at home, Mr. Klingon.
Oh, I'm always at home. I wouldn't be coming back for more.
Yeah. I guess I don't abuse you quite enough.
No, you don't.
I plan to step it up a little bit.
Okay. Oh, wait till you get those Ferengi ears on you. You're really not going to like me.
That's going to be funny. I'd sure love to see that. All right,
well,
everybody.
I'll tell you right now, since I'm going to this, and they all want to see me in action, I'll be bringing the video camera with me. So we will actually have video coverage of what I'm doing, including our Lutrek show Q&A. We will actually have some video of that, too. So everybody, there will be video eventually coming in, and you can actually see us eventually on our website.
Eventually.
I get the video done. We'll make sure Lou has it, and he can post it on the website.
But really, go to the convention. That's the whole point of it.
Yes.
We're just going to do bits and pieces of it. We're not going to be replacing the thrill of the convention and making it that easy. We're just going to be doing highlights, because if we do that, there's no reason for you to go, and that's not appropriate. We're not there to shut them down. We're there to join in on the fun.
Yes, so, definitely.
And that's going to bring us to the end of this episode of the Lutrek Show. We want to thank everyone for downloading tonight's show. Please participate. Send us ideas and topic suggestions, as well as comments, because we want you to be involved, right?
Amen.
All right, everyone. Have a good night.
Kapla.
Kapla.